This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A number of years ago, I interviewed Benjamin Vogt on his book, A New Garden Ethic. As owner of Monarch Gardens in Nebraska, he designs prairie landscapes specifically to remove expanses of lawns. In his new book, Prairie Up, An Introduction to Natural Garden Design, Vogt shares his expertise with prairie plants aimed at gardeners and homeowners, making big ideas about design approachable and actionable. I have a link to his website on gardenbite.com. My area is heading into winter with a 10-inch deficit of moisture in our soil. Prairie landscapes can endure while our lawns are brown or they've been watered. If you're tired of the upkeep and heavy water usage, consider the prairie lawn. A prairie lawn consists of a varied mix of grasses, wildflowers, shrubs, and trees that are native to the Great Plains. If you live outside of this area, you can easily find native plants from your own state departments of natural resources. In an article in the Nebraska News Service, Vogt is quoted, "I firmly believe native plants are going to be the most adaptable plants we're going to have for climate change." He continued, "These plants will give us more buffer than if we're using exotic species." I think most gardeners understand this. While Vogt would love to see us rip out our entire lawns and replant, it's not real practical all at once for most of us. Taking it a foot or five at a time is just fine. There's also design to consider. So maybe over the coming winter months, you consider certain areas of your lawn that you would like to convert and then do some research. You can also send me questions through my Garden Bite Facebook page or email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.